USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge overseeing the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is being asked to delay it. This comes after Floyd's family agreed to a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis last week. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, expressing concern that the news of the settlement would impact jurors already selected to hear the case and those who could be chosen. White House officials say nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
Over the last 7 days, we're now averaging 2.4 million shots per day.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt reiterating President Biden's goal that every American should be able to receive a vaccine by May 1st, and they will be free for everyone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Lundberg telling USA Radio News there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, prices of crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold, and power outage.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline now $2.87. With 10 nominations, Mank, a black and white immersion into old Hollywood, leads the nominees for the 93rd Academy Awards, setting up an odd Oscars celebration following a year when movies were largely exiled from theaters. The ceremony will be held April 25th, 8 weeks later than originally planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden breaks his silence on the growing scandal surrounding New York's governor.
President Biden has made his first comment on the ongoing scandals of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo when asked by reporters outside the White House Sunday whether the governor should resign.
I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi says the president's noncommittal response doesn't surprise her, but tells CNN that the mounting scandals against Cuomo show a pattern of abusive behavior.
I do think that the details of the growing sexual harassment allegations and the nursing home death cover-up, and now today the reports of the governor's vaccine czar calling county officials to gauge their loyalty to the governor, reveal something that is an underlying issue, which is that the New York State executive branch has been working to protect Andrew Cuomo and not the people of New York, and collectively there is a pattern of abusive behavior.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The U.S. Army is considering a reversal of its gender-neutral physical test after a majority of women failed while approximately 90% of men passed. Congress, controlled by the Democrats, has declared the test in its current form should be a factor in deciding who gets promoted. Captain Christine Grice, the Army's first female infantry officer, wrote last month that lowering fitness standards to accommodate women will hurt the Army and women. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.